This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abidu sabilin." Be in this world as if you are a stranger or a traveler along a path. And the one who reported this is none other than Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma. And he also said something as he reported this. And he said these words that we can live by, and oftentimes these are the words that people strive to adhere to exemplify. When he said, radiyallahu an, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرَ الصَّبَاحِ. If you make it to the evening, then do not wait for the morning, meaning don't expect that the morning will come. Don't expect that you will make it to that time. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. And if you make it to the morning, do not wait for the evening. Do not procrastinate doing good. Do not assume you'll have that time. وَخُذْ مِن صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. Take from your health for your sickness. Utilize the time in which you have health to do good before you fall ill and regret not taking advantage of your good health. وَمِن حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And from your life for your death. These are very important words that if you were just to take this one narration, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the advice of Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, we have enough to go by. We have enough to live upon. Once again, we've reached the end of another calendar year. And although we follow generally the Hijri calendar, we cannot also exclude that which society goes by, that which you measure with regards to your work and the quarters that you have and the educational semesters at universities and schools. So when you measure, it's easy to measure by the things that you've been doing, the goals that you've had for the last year, and to think about once again how quickly your time has run out, how quickly this year has passed by, with the many things that have happened this year. And Ramadan being approximately 3 months away, may Allah allow us to make it to Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Time, when it runs out, cannot be recovered. Once it's gone, you cannot replace it. And the regret that a person could have is unlimited if they are to kill their time today. And oftentimes psychologists say many people think about the future regrets as though it's someone else, about themselves, as though it's someone else, so they don't take action. And those who do well in the present moment are those who know that the future version of themselves is the same person, and you don't want to regret what you're doing today. When time runs out, it cannot be recovered. You cannot ask Allah, "Oh Allah, all the disobedience I was doing, the sinful lifestyle, the things I refuse to let go of, let me go back. Let me go back so I can repent." You cannot go back for a final repentance. You cannot go back for a final salah, a salah of quality, of khushu'. Cannot go back to make up with the family members that you cut off or insulted, the people that you abused or the people that you hurt. Cannot go back. One brother was talking about an exam he had to take for a license or a specialization. It was a very lengthy exam, I think almost 4 hours, he said. And as he's taking this exam, he's watching the clock, seeing how he's pacing himself. When the time runs out, it's over. Oftentimes, students are taking state exams as well. May Allah grant all of the students success and sincerity. Allahumma ameen. And as many students just finished their exams and some are finishing in the next few days, you recognize that while you're taking an exam that has a limited time, whether it's 45 minutes or 4 hours, you recognize that you're pacing yourself. You're focused on what you have to get done, while keeping in mind that your time may run out at any moment. You can't waste it. You can't ignore the 45 minutes and say, "I'll wait until the end." You have to do what you have to do. You have a responsibility ahead of you. And likewise with the reality of life, how will it be when that time is up? When the angel of death comes to each one of us, and it's our turn to leave this world, old or young, men or women from all walks of life, how will it be when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We won't be able to come back and ask for another chance, another round, more opportunities. The opportunities are now. The reminders are now. The message was given to us now. This is the life of amal without hisab. This is the life of opportunity to do good without any accountability spiritually. And the next life is the life of accountability without any opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us consistency. Allahumma ameen. You find in the Quran multiple references to phrases of regret. Nadam. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. A person who says, "I wish I did more for my life." They're referring to the akhirah here, the real life. A person who says, "I wish I didn't take this person as a friend." Why? Because they were evil friends. they influence them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom in choosing our friends and companions. Allahumma ameen. So people will ask themselves, why didn't I do better? Why didn't I take things a little more seriously? Why wasn't I consistent with something as basic as five prayers? Why didn't I take care of my good character with family, with friends, with Muslims and non-Muslims? Why didn't I strive with what I had? At the end of the day, when people look back on the day of judgment, this life will seem like it was nothing in terms of time. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. They look back and it's as though they did not live in the previous life except for a morning or an evening. A morning or an evening. Another ayah of the Quran, like a sa'ah, like a single hour. You can imagine, even if someone were to live the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam over 950 years, over 950 years, looking back at this world, the eternal life, when you're standing there on the day of judgment and you're facing your Lord, will make this life seem like it was nothing. And oftentimes that quick blur, those quick memories you have, if you think about just this last year, 2023, what defined your journey towards Allah? What defined your journey towards paradise? It's not but a few things, a few memories, a few moments. And the reality is every moment that we have, as small as it may seem right now, it's extremely important as part of the larger picture. You take a step back, and sometimes people follow at work or for their personal development, they follow the monthly calendar. Some people have the written calendar, some people have paper, some people digital. What do? They're looking at the month ahead, and sometimes you hold yourself accountable for the last quarter as well. So you're looking at these days, the 30 days that pass, the 31 days. I want you to imagine you're taking that step back, you're looking at the entire year, the small dots, 365 days. What did you really do? It was all these small habits. The five prayers, they added up after 365 days. The 30, 40 minutes of Quran you recited, it adds up after a year. The things that you do to learn and to grow, they add up. And so when we think about the reality of this world being a blur, a very quick, fleeting moment, it's a reminder for us not to become overly attached to it. We've been hearing from some of our brothers and sisters in Palestine talking about how they don't know when their time is up. But they're living literally based on the advice of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. If you make it to the morning, don't wait for the evening. You make it to the evening, don't wait for the morning. You don't know when you leave. And they literally do not know when they leave this world. The violence, the occupation, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing is still ongoing. And it's not just the direct killing. It's not just the bombs that are dropping. It's the starvation. It's the disease. It's the lack of basic human rights, access to water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring down His swift justice and His relief. Allahumma ameen. At-Tabarani reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ تَعَالَى. So it's a hadith Qudsi. Ibn Adam, تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي أَمْلَأْ قَلْبَكَ غِنًا وَأَمْلَأْ يَدَيْكَ رِزْقًا. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the meaning of, O children of Adam, be free for my worship. Free yourself up for worshiping me. Meaning, make sure you have the time in your life that Allah created for you to worship Allah. And I will fill your heart with the type of richness. And I will fill your hands with provision. I will provide for you. I will take care of you. In other words, Ibn Adam, O children of Adam, لا تباعد عني فأملأ قلبك فقرا وأملأ يديك شغلا. Do not distance yourself from me. Don't become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, or else I will fill your heart with a type of poverty. Poverty here is a poverty in terms of thinking you never have enough. You're chasing and chasing and chasing, and you're never happy. And fill your hands with worthless distractions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that and grant us consistency in our schedules. Allahumma ameen. When you think about the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you notice something interesting. It's mentioned throughout the Quran that this life is very fast. It's a distraction. Do good with it. Cherish the blessings that you have. Cherish the family that you have. Do good with what you have. There's a time for hard work. There's a time for a quick relaxation. There's a time for family. But you notice something, which is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references the afterlife, almost in every single passage about the akhirah, there's an inclusion of khalidina fiha, that they will be there forever. To remind you that there's no comparison between the two. You're talking here about a second and you're talking about an eternity. And even that is not a fair comparison. A limited time for an infinite time. There's no comparison. And this is why every time we think about what you're doing, what's the business transaction you have with Allah? What does your Lord tell you? Spend a limited amount of time doing what's good for your own well-being so you can become better and stronger. and I will grant you an eternity of paradise, an eternity of relaxation. When people finish taking their exams, and they are intense exams, 3 or 4 hours long, and even shorter than that, sometimes when they first stop, psychologists with a number of different studies looked at how people felt. What did you think when you finished your exam, and the time that you're worried about is now up? You had some people who regretted not studying for their exams. So the relief is there in terms of the stress is over. The exam is gone. But now there's regret, because you're going through the exam and you know most likely you failed. For those who worked hard, those who studied, they felt a sense of relief combined with a type of joy. I'm so happy. I'm so glad I worked so hard for this. The relief is there because the stress is over. The thing that you worked so hard for, you don't have to work hard for it anymore. It's gone. It's over now. And you have joy because you know you also succeeded. This is a small analogy that on the Day of Judgment, people will be celebrating when they receive their books in their right hands. They will go around saying, come read my book of deeds. إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابي. I did believe that this is what I would find in my record. I was looking forward to this, in other words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person's not just going around and they're happy, this person's reward is paradise. فهو في عيشة راضية. This person's going to be in an abode, in a lifestyle in which they're happy. Happy how long? Is it just until the next test you have? The next exam? The next illness, the next semester, the next job, the next change in society? It's forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. It's forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes forever with no interruption. There's no interruption in the gifts that you're given, the desires that you have in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us consistency. Foolish is the one who does not accept this offer from Allah, the exchange from Allah. That you have here a business offer, used in the business jargon rather, but you have here an ultimate offer. Dedicate your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah grants you an eternity of being pleased with you, an eternity of paradise, an eternity of happiness. We bid farewell to this world and every opportunity that comes with it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us consistency and to make us amongst the people who practically turn to Him and not just with claims and words. One of the best advices that I heard over a decade ago that's helped me personally is to frequently hold yourself accountable with your time. Look at where your time is going, how it's being spent. And I, of course, this advice is general, but especially for those informative years of development, high school students and college students and young professionals, that you emphasize frequently assessing where your time is going. So one of my favorite practical advices, as simple as it may be, is to frequently have a countdown timer when you're working on different tasks. When you're going about your workday, when you're working on a project, when you're working on an essay, when you're reading Quran, that you know you've committed the next 30 minutes, the next hour, the next 2 hours to a specific task, and you won't accept for yourself any distractions. You won't accept for yourself anything else. The second thing I advise in terms of practical tips is to make sure you're constantly reminding yourself about time mastery and time management, that it's not really a one-time thing. You're constantly reminded of it. You're constantly reading books about it. You're constantly growing in terms of your development. There's a great book in Arabic as well. I think it's been translated. It's called Qimatu Zaman Inda Al-Ulama by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda. And so when you read this book, you will find in it, inshallah ta'ala, a number of inspirations. Although the standard is very high, there's a great inspiration you can take from it on how many of the righteous, productive scholars were always talking about, how they took advantage of their time. Some of them like Imam An-Nawawi Rahmullah, they would say, the other scholars and imams would say about him, it's as though he accomplished in a single day what it would take us a year to do because of how productive he was. Now, some people will look at his biography and say, that's unrealistic. As a young student of knowledge, he used to sometimes literally fall asleep leaning against stacks of books. He used to be reading and teaching and developing himself. But he was extremely productive and he had barakah in his time. Sometimes we talk about time from a secular lens, and you look at the way that time is managed, and you will ignore some of the essential things the Prophet ﷺ taught about barakah. One of these things, of course, is the dua the Prophet made that's accepted still today. بُرِكَ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا. In one hadith, اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا. O Allah, grant my ummah, my nation, blessings in its early times, the early hours, the morning time. The companion who reported this hadith used to do his business. He's a businessman. He used to do his business at a later time, maybe around Dhuhr or Asr. He said, when I heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I started to do my work in the earlier time. And I noticed my profits increasing. And he reported this hadith, so we would benefit as well. The Prophet made a dua that's always being accepted. There's a barakah in the morning time you cannot ignore. And any student, for example, who studied really hard knows how precious this time is. Any person who's memorized the Qur'an or a great part of the Qur'an will tell you they could accomplish a lot more at the time of Fajr than any other time of the day. Take advantage of the morning time. You'll find, of course, even a number of CEOs whose lives people study and they ask, what do you do with your time when you have all these things you have to manage and run? Many of them take advantage of the early hours, 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity and consistency. If you find in your schedule, as after tracking it for 1 week, if you find, like many students did and many adults did, if you find in your schedule, for example, there's an excessive wasting of time on, let's say, social media or something like TV shows or something that is not really beneficial for you, and you're able to cut down 30 minutes here, 30 minutes excessively spent on, let's say somebody's sleeping above average. They don't medically need this much sleep. So they're cutting down 30 minutes. They're finding another 30 minutes here and socializing another 30 minutes there. Just as an example, when you start being a little more focused on your time with that 1 week that you have, and you're able to be a little more productive with just 2 hours extra, these 2 hours every single day, that's an extra 30 days added to your year. It's an extra month added to your year. Now, this is obviously not a free month where you can just do whatever you want. This is part of the lifestyle. This is you taking advantage daily. This is you being a little more cautious. And some scholars, as we find today even, many business owners and CEOs and others whose fame is very widespread, who people are going for advice and mentorship, you'll find in the past when, in the time of the first three generations, when someone came up to one of the scholars and he said, can you come chill with me? Kill time with me. The slang we use today is let's go kill time, which is a really problematic thing to say as a Muslim. Because when you say kill time, it's like you consist of time. You consist of hours. So he said, let's go kill time. The scholar said to him, because he knows this man, the man kills time. He said to him, will you pause? Will you hold the sun for me? Will you pause time for me? In other words, I can't afford to just go and kill time. Time is very precious. Yes, bonding with your brother, your sister, quality time with your family, it's an act of worship. But even that act of worship has its limits, and it could be extreme and excessive. It could be that you are completely neglecting or you are going to an extreme. And so be very wise with your time and ask Allah for barakah in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our shortcomings and bring down His relief and His justice for our brothers and sisters in every land and place, and make us from amongst those who recognize the value of our time and how limited it is, and that we could return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as quickly and as abruptly as our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُهَا لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. One of the easiest ways to approach time mastery in Islam is to value it first, to know how precious it is. And that's what we emphasize. And the second is to organize it. And the third is to constantly review it. So the second two, to review and organize, straightforward. When you have a schedule, when you have a to-do list, when you have a spreadsheet, when you have an app that you like to use personally to manage your time, and I urge especially those who are still developing new habits, the high school students, the college students, the young professionals, to develop habits that will stay with you for the next few decades, inshallah ta'ala, although it's never too late. Don't get distracted. These are formative years, and there are a lot of distractions around us. There are a lot of technologies, apps, websites, and companies whose sole task in some departments is to figure out how to capture your attention for as long as possible. How to take, in other words, as much of your life, your time, as much as possible. So guard it as much as you can. Remove notifications you don't need. Filter out the things that you can filter out. Uninstall apps that you don't actually need. And think about the things that you are doing and how they bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once you make it, once your soul leaves your body and the angels welcome you into the afterlife, the believers, may Allah make us amongst them. Once the people of Jannah take that first step into Jannah, you will find a relief that cannot be explained. A relaxation that is impossible to understand in this world. It's not like the student who studied for a 10-hour exam. It's not like that at all. Because you know there are no more trials. There is no more pain. You have passed the ultimate test. And so it will be worth it. It will be worth it to work hard. It'll be worth it to wake up earlier. It'll be worth it to be a little more strict with your time, guarding your time against things that are wasteful. It'll be worth it. But it will take some time until you see when it's worth it, inshallah ta'ala. And of course, this brings us to the third advice. How do you review your time? Hold yourself accountable. Manage your schedule. Review what you've done over the last week. And of course, this is not new to us. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ Allah commands us, let every soul reflect, hold yourself accountable about what you sent ahead. How do you reflect in a very practical way? Assess what you've done today, the last week, the last quarter, the last year, and ask yourself, what do I need to do practically to change? What I need to do today to move forward? كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ The Prophet ﷺ said, be in this world as if you are a stranger. A stranger who is meaning, in other words, that you don't belong to a dunya. As if you are a stranger or a traveler along a path. When you travel along a path, you don't stay there, attach yourself to it, and forget about the rest of the journey. Rather, you stay for a purpose. You focus on what you need, but you can see that you have to continue with your journey. You have to prepare. You have things you need to be responsible for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all of our responsibilities and bring down His barakah in our time and allow us to be amongst those who are strict with the value of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our shortcomings.